Welcome to the Limited to Liberated podcast. This is the show to help you get clear, plus call forward the confidence to do what you feel called to do. Have you ever struggled with finding the right answers, researching all the spiritual information? It can be exhausting. There is so much information out there. How do you know what's right or what's just someone's opinion? How do you know what's truly spiritual versus what's fluff? Right? Fluff, rainbow, sunshine, wee, just to pump you up. Well, that is exactly what I'm here to help you with on this week's show. I'm so excited. This is going to be a good one. I'm sharing spiritual BS that creates anti-awakening. Stay tuned. Sweet. Okay, I'm excited. It's Nicole, your host, of course, of the Limited to Liberated podcast. Today, we're talking all about spiritual BS. Why? Because there's a lot of it out there. But I want to talk about, you know, what is out there? What qualifies as spiritual BS? How do you know the difference between everything? So as you listen to this episode, as I always encourage, I want you to really notice what you notice. I want you to notice what feels good for you, as in, that makes me feel, because spiritual, there's no limits to spirituality. There's no limits. It's not based on limitation. It's not a thinking approach that's finite options. It's infinite. It's now we say all things are possible. See, this is where when we take things too literal and we don't take action, or this is where I think the spirituality and the BS kind of gets just confusing. It gets muddled. It gets very self-serving in ways, right? So as you listen to this episode, I just want you to notice what you notice. I want you to notice what feels good for you, what you've heard, what you identify with, because of course, you know, God, spiritual growth, we all crave it. It's really what, you know, when clients come to work with me, they may say, you know, I really want A, B, and C, right? This is their goal or their dream, but ultimately, it's not the physical material thing that they want or the accomplishment that they want. It's the feeling that's created from it. And really that feeling from it needs to come from within. It's not from the outside thing. It's not from the person showing up and doing the things we want them to do the way we want them to do it. So spiritual growth is really this process of awakening. There's so much out there right now about awakening. You need to wake up. Are you going through a dark night of the soul? There's just a lot around awakening. But this is about getting to your true nature. But this is not about becoming someone new. This is not necessary. It's really about unbecoming who you've become, right? So this is creating more purpose, activating. You are created from pure potential. Everything is possible for you. Will it happen for you is a different, that's a different end of the story, right? Because when you undergo spiritual growth, you experience expansion in everything, in awareness, insight, this higher consciousness. This is what we really crave. Instead of feeling trapped. If I feel trapped in my life, and someone else says, well, you're not trapped, you know, you could get a divorce, you could leave your job, you could get a new job, you could, and everything in you shuts down, you still feel trapped. The truth is, you're not trapped. You're never trapped. That's a feeling. So we have to look at this. I am explaining this from a feeling perspective. Because when we only use our heads, this thinking approach to life is what creates this sense of entrapment, being oppressed, you know, as we'll get into in some of the areas today. But really, all spiritual growth has one objective. It is to help you connect, reconnect, find your way back to yourself, find your way back to self, your soul, connect with higher self, right? That there's this higher self that's always guiding you. And if you feel like, but I feel alone, I feel isolated, I feel, so there's a disconnect. So where's my spiritual growth, right? But once you're able to, find that sense of connection, unite with your soul. This is why, because in that state you experience what we call enlightenment, this heaven on earth experience, right? Hopefully you have had a day in your life at this point where you just felt okay. You just felt like everything was going to be okay. Everything is good. Everything, I just feel, you know, some people describe it, and I've had this experience where it's the best experience, right? You're looking around through your life. Colors are more vibrant. You feel so clear, so dialed in. You feel that it's not about the fact that you found every solution to every issue or challenge in your life. It's just knowing that you're going to. You understand that there's a reason and a purpose for it, and you understand that you're on the right track, you're on the right path, or you've had some experience with another person, a deep connection. You had that amazing, awesome conversation, or maybe, you know, I've had this with clients as well, or when I've talked with coaches that I've worked with, where you leave that conversation and you almost feel like you could fly. Like, I think I'm a superhero right now. Like, things are just so, they make so much sense in this moment. And that is a state of feeling enlightened. Get it? I'm enlightened. Right? Why are we talking about this topic? I thought it'd be a fun topic, but not necessarily for fun reasons. But I do see a ton of information out there, as you do, I am sure. And what do I believe? How do I know what is true? How do I know what's real? How do I know what's really spiritual? How do I know what's not just my ego wanting to believe something? And the thing is, you need to be the filter. Now, this can be a little misleading as well, because there's a lot of information out there. So I've had people say to me, oh, I've been listening to this, you know, great podcast, or I've been listening to this person. Have you heard of this person? And you're like, no, who is it? And they say the name and you've never heard of them before, but they feel like you should have heard of them because they're so amazing. And it's like they just know things. And then they go on to tell me how they've been learning so much from this person. But as they're describing it to me, they're actually feeling bad about what they're learning. That what they're learning from this person has created within them this sense of, I really learned how much I still have to work on myself. Or I realized, you know, from listening to this person, that I've developed A, B, and C conditions because of what's been going on in my life. Or see, as soon as we label something, we become very attached to it. And, you know, there's the one of the examples I can give you that was more recent was someone saying they were listening to someone, a fill in the blank guru type person who knows everything about, you know, narcissists. So this person was really studying up on narcissists because of being with a narcissist. And so again, we label someone something, and that immediately creates attachment. It creates a lot of definitions and meaning that, you know, the thing is, if you're like, well, I'm married to a narcissist, immediately it can activate within you, what was I thinking? How could I marry this person? I must be weak. Why am I still with a narcissist? I should be stronger than this. And again, this is all ego creating a bunch of bullshit. Seriously. You're with a person because that's who you wanted to be with at the time. Either you didn't know what you know now, you weren't as advanced as you are now, you didn't grow until now, or whatever. There's literally no sense in going, oh, well, I should have known better. Why did I waste all these years? What does that do for you except make you feel like shit? So you have to be the filter, because there's a lot of stuff out there that pumps you full. Like, some of it can make you go, oh my God. So it creates awareness for you. I'm all for that. But if in the same, like on one side, they flip the coin, it goes, oh, wow, I have this new awareness. Oh, and it's all my fault. That's not spiritual. That is not empowerment. That's not what it's intended for. So when you're listening to things, reading things, I don't care, even when you're listening to my stuff, you have to be the filter. I'm not saying you can never, when you have an awareness of something in your life, wow, I didn't realize that that it really is an unhealthy relationship. It's not bringing the best out in me. It's not enhancing my life. I'm really defending myself all the time. I find that things are activated within me that I don't want to feel. And it seems like no matter what way or direction or whatever I approach this from, we're just not having clear communication. And it's very one-sided. There are facts, but that doesn't make it, you know, this like wanting to just, there's also a difference between wanting to own, you know, owning your life and saying, okay, this isn't my life, so I take ownership. That means I'm going to make the necessary changes. That doesn't mean I'm going to beat the shit out of myself forever because I married this person or stayed in this relationship or la, 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 it's all my fault. We're going to get into, that's becoming a victim in it. That's not spiritual. It's not. It creates this anti-awakening because now you've created a new loop to go through. You've created, and in this conversation, the person said, and so now I realize these things about me, so these are other things that I've developed because of being with this person. No, you didn't develop anything. Now you're aware of it, so now you can change it. There's nothing to, you just didn't know, like, how can you, if you don't have awareness, you can't change it. Now you have awareness, so you have all the power. I see no issue there. If I am now aware of something that I wasn't aware of before, I can own it. I have the power to change it. If I don't like it, oh, it's going to go. It doesn't mean, oh my God, and now I have this and I realize this. Like, don't develop for yourself then a thought pattern, because that's ego creating you as the victim, telling you, oh, see, you were with that person, you stayed with them too long, now you don't think right, now you don't act right, now you're not right because of that person, and you're also blaming the other person, really, in effect, too, but you're, see how that is just, there's a lot of stuff out there that's very misleading. These things keep you stuck. The goal of spiritual awakening is not to keep you stuck. The goal of spiritual awakening is to live as a spiritual being, which is there are no limitations. You can't be stuck. Doesn't mean that we're spiritual beings, but we're humans becoming, because we've been taught certain things that we have to unlearn. Yes, but that's different than thinking of it in terms of, oh no, now I have this. I'm a problem. I need to be fixed. I need to be corrected. That's not spiritual. Spiritual is, what have you collected along your way that's not serving you? It's pretty simple. There's like, you know, it doesn't have a story to it. The spiritual version of things doesn't have this long story with shame and blame and fault, and that's not, if any of those things are involved, where you feel bad about yourself, where you are mad about somebody else, where you, all those kinds of things, that's ego. That's not spiritual. Spiritual says, ah, I've awakened to this awareness. I now realize this in my life. I'm going to change it. That's it. Whatever that takes. Now, we'll get into that too, but whatever that takes, that doesn't mean I'm going to spend days and now weeks and I'm going to create it as part of my story and I'm going to tell other people, well, you know, I was married to a narcissist, so this makes me weak and I was this and now I have to work on that. And see, that's a story. That's a made up bullshit story. That is not awakening. This whole, also, why are we talking about this? Because there's a lot of deflecting. Right? Oh, it's okay. I'm spiritual. I don't need that much. So we like downsize things as well. They just don't know. They're not spiritual. They don't know what they're doing. Like, as if it's okay that, it's not okay for people to act like asshats. That's not okay, right? And it's not okay for you to downsize your needs or wants or dreams or goals because you're spiritual. This is about giving things in your life new meaning and purpose. This is not downsizing someone's bad behavior, making it okay for you because you're the spiritual one, so it's not that big a deal. I'll just deal with it. Now, it's time to rise up. There's also a difference between, you know, being a spiritual being, a spiritual leader, being here to be who you are here to be versus just taking on everybody's shit because you're the spiritual one who's so forgiving. Please. right? Because if you don't grow, if you're so busy dealing with making everyone else's stuff okay, or being the accommodating one, because you know better, and you're going to take the high road. So there's difference in there, okay? Taking the high road does not mean being a doormat. It's a difference. If you don't grow, you're never going to step into your higher calling. You're not going to do what you are here to do, which is change your world. Like, there's, you know, and there's more stuff out there that's very misleading. Hey, have you heard of this blah, blah, blah? It's free. Have you heard of this little course? It's so amazing and it's free. Really? And I'm not saying there's not. This podcast is free. There's a lot of information out there that's free. Are you only investing your spiritual growth in just free things? Because that's different. Also, I'll tell you this. It's if you're just reading blogs and you're just listening to podcasts and you're just doing free courses, you want to make sure that what you are... See, this is to create more awareness, this podcast. To create more awareness. To help you go, not looked at that like that before. Oh, that's a new perspective. Wow, hey, I have options? That's not really spiritual growth. That's becoming more and more aware to activate within you the desire, like the, this is it, I'm taking action. I'm going to the shadows. I'm going to the dark place. I'm going to do whatever it takes, because I'll tell you, spiritual growth is not easy. It's simple. It's not easy. It's growing spiritually, wanting what you want in your life, not willing to settle, rising, stepping up, stepping into and accepting your spiritual promotion sometimes means that other people that you love and care about and you want them to awaken with you, you want all the good stuff, you want to do it together because it's so meaningful, right? They're not ready. Are you still going to move forward or are you going to wait for them? There's a lot of waiting going on in this world. Well, you know, we've been married for blah, blah, blah years. And, well, you know, they keep saying that they're going to do it. Or well, you know, we've been friends for 17 years. And they were really there for me that one time in my life 13 years ago. And I just have kind of stuck around ever since, hoping that they finally, you know, get it together. Because I've had people say, you sound kind of critical. I've had people tell me that. You sound critical about how you fit. No, I'm not critical. I'm not stopping. I invite. Come with me. It's so much better. You don't need that. You don't have to, like, get distracted with that. You don't have to put up with that person's behavior. You don't have to do the alcohol, the drugs, the whatever to be enlightened. Fuck that. You can do it all. You could do it for with your soul, like, activate within you what you want in your life. Or you can wait right where you are. Keep doing what you're doing. And then keep wondering why am I always challenged? Why do I have all this chaos in my life? Why am I always pulled down by these people? See, it's not easy, and I get it. But it is so worth it. It's not about being critical. I don't judge other people. I have to accept they're not ready. It's not my job, it's not my place to decide when they're ready. No matter how much I want to help people, no matter how much I want everyone to be happy and free, that's not up to me, it's not up to you. So all we do is love, focus on self, right? And that's why we're talking a lot about this, because our lives involve other people. And I don't want you to feel challenged, struggle. Is it ego? Is it intuition? Is this true? Is this really spiritual? Is this what I should be doing? Or is this what I should be doing immediately, not spiritual, if you can't decide? You have to get really good at distinguishing between what is truth and what is BS on your spiritual journey. Because truth is, there are a lot of negative things and a lot of negative people in the world. And the truth is, that will never change. I mean, it's never changed for as long as the world has been here. I highly doubt it's ever going to change for as long as you and I are here. The reality is, right, that the spiritual path, taking the spiritual path is not always as blissfully happy. Woo! Spiritual, I'm so spiritual. Life is so good. It's not as easy and blissful as a lot of people make it out to be. And the truth is there are seriously endless ways that you can be misled or you can develop things. Now, I'm not trying to make this sound overwhelming, of course, but there are, you know, hey, titles, anybody can slap a title after their name. Hi, I'm Nicole. I'm a spiritual teacher. Oh, okay. Hi, I remember when life coaching first came out and I said I was a life coach. People were like, you're a what? Now, how many different types of coaches are there? Here's what makes somebody a something. They made up a title. I mean, there's not really any way to evaluate. If someone says they're the queen of social media or they're the something of something else, it's catchy. You know, it's kitschy. It's catchy. It sounds good. I don't care about titles. I just really care about creating the best life I can. And if people want to share in that and they want to elevate and they want to become more and more aware and they want to awaken and they want to put in the work and they want to take the steps, hey, I always have a spot for you. But I don't care what you call me. That's just something that we, because LinkedIn, what do you do? Who are you? You know, we have these systems and things in place where you have to have a business card. What's your name? What you're given a name when you're born, you know? Like, there's just a lot of people out there offering a lot of information. And the truth is, there's a lot of rabbit holes you can go down because of it. I mean, going down a rabbit hole can be an interesting awakening experience, but you don't want to be living from rabbit hole to rabbit hole. You don't want to listen to some spiritual person that sends you down another rabbit hole. That was my story. I went to so many conferences. I read so many books. The belief was that I needed to fix myself. Oh my gosh, I'm so messed up. I grew up in a single parent home. Oh my gosh, I'm so messed up. I was abandoned by my father when I was a kid. Oh my God, I'm so messed up. I was sexually abused as a child. Oh my God, I'm so messed up. We never had any money when I was growing up. I must have money blocks. Oh my God, should I go on? Oh my God, I must have issues to fix. I was bullied all through grade school and high school, middle school, actually into my young adult years. Hi, how about I need to believe in myself? Is it bullies? That's what they made me? This, you know, big piece of work that I gotta fix all this stuff? Like, the rabbit holes are ridiculous. They're ridiculous. Right? And this all creates other things. Like, what is the truth? What's my truth? What should I believe? Oh, I don't know who I am. Inner work. Am I willing to do the inner work? I don't know. No, everything's fine. I'm okay. There's just all this back and forth. And I, you know, honestly, it's just time to get real with your soul. That's it. We just need to simplify it. But let's talk about some of the fun things. Like, how do we even do this? How do you get honest with yourself? Well, you got to trust yourself. Ah, well, that's a huge issue because most people don't. As they start to awaken, they go, wait, you mean there's something else besides this voice in my head? Wait, the voice in my head isn't my voice? If it's telling me I'm a piece of shit, it's not me telling me I'm a piece of shit? Yeah, that's what I'll tell you. So sure, there's conditioning. We have a conditioned mind. You're conditioned to believe certain things. You're conditioned to be afraid of certain things. And I seriously, one of the beliefs I hear thrown around a lot is, well, I'm so fearful of success. I'm afraid of success. Really? I think that is such a made up thing. How could you be afraid of success? I'm afraid of success I've never had before. How? Why would you be afraid of it? Who taught you that? See, it's usually when I'm working with someone, they say they're afraid of success. They're afraid they're actually not going to have the success. That's the real fear. The fear comes before the success. What if I get my heart set on this and I don't actually get it? What if I get the success and everyone in my life leaves me and then I don't have anything? Like, it's not really the fear. It's not the success itself that's a big monster. There's other things around there. And this is where I get it. It gets kind of twisted. I mean, what do you really want? You know, when I ask people, what do you really want? You know, most of the time they tell me what they don't want. They're so in the habit of focusing on what they don't want, they don't even know what they do want. They can't commit to it. They can't get clear on it. But what do you really want? And if someone gets really clear about what they really want, it is always this state of being that they describe. I want to feel at peace. I want to know that I'm making the right decisions for myself. I want to feel connected. I want intimacy in my life. I want to enjoy being who I am. Okay, well, how deep are you willing to go to find that? Because it's not on the surface. It's not in a blog. It's not even on a podcast. It's in you. So how deep are you willing to go to find it? Because it's there. You can't want it if it's not there. It's speaking to you. It's calling you. Hello, inner peace, I'm right here. All you need to do is move that obstacle out of the way so you can feel me. And what are you motivated? Is it really this, I want this, for, I just, this is the way I want to feel, this is the way I want to approach my life. I was listening to something by Wayne Dyer the other day, and he was describing how his sister-in-law was in this big car accident, and she literally left her body while she had to go in for surgery. It was very serious, and so she left her body, and she was watching all the doctors in the operating room as she described it to him, and she said, and some of the doctors said, there's nothing we can do, we can't save her, and some of the doctors said, no, I think we need to try, we need to really go into this. So anyway, they brought her back, so she had a near-death experience, as they're called, right? And he said, and she is so different than who she used to. She's just, you can't rattle her. There's just nothing. She doesn't get upset. People are getting upset. They're getting agitated. She just grabs her book, goes in the other room. Now, everybody, you don't have to have a near-death experience like that. I think a part of me died when I went through the horrible, like, I lost everything financially, lost my house, bankruptcy, my kids moved in with their, it was the worst. And trust me, I had a lot of worse times in my life. Right? I mean, you don't have one worst time in your life. You've had, that was the worst, you know, time in my life. I've been through things, you know, being homeless with mom, traveling around, starting all these new schools, getting divorced. I mean, there's been a lot of things. Abused, bullied, sure. They were not great times, but this time was different because I felt like I thought I was doing the right things. I thought I was focusing on everything I was supposed to. I thought I was working hard enough. I thought I was doing all that. And then everything just seemed to, poosh, it was just gone. And that really brought it forward. And I remember, just like that woman in the accident, I remember, you know, after, and even now I look at it and think, I would listen to people's conversations and what they were stressing about, how they missed the TV show, or, you know, just traffic and being so irate because traffic was horrible, or because, you know, their mother-in-law made this comment or whatever. And it isn't that I haven't gotten caught up in things that are definitely not worth getting caught up in since then. But going through that time where there was, it really felt like my life was stripped away. I felt like I didn't exist. I was left with myself, and I thought, what are we doing? What is this all for? And I would listen to people and what they were stressing about, and I would think that was just, and not because I meant to judge them. I just couldn't find it in me to even consider getting upset about something like that. It was this weird space of almost, it was like a peace, even though everything in my life had fallen away and I was really left with just myself, and there was this huge rebuilding thing going on, right? But I was like, what freedom to not be stressed about those trivial little things anymore for me. So, you know, what are we doing all this for? What's your true motivation? Right? Because what are you, you're not here to just be stressed. You're not here to just always have to figure something out. You're not here to just go, oh my God, so now I've been with this and now I have all these other things I realize I have to fix about me. Oh my God. That's misery. That's not being spiritual. That's not awakening. That's staying stuck in the nightmare, man. Like, let's talk about some of the things that can be, they mean well, but they become misleading, or they mean well, but they become distracting, right? They keep you from awakening, and there's a difference. See, I think that there is a huge difference between being comfortable and being free. And I think that sometimes spirituality and the term and the whatever, being spiritual, and it's being used as a way to stay comfortable instead of being free. I mean, source energy is just everything. It's free. There's no... I joke, you know, we look to nature, and you look at nature, if you stare out your window, the trees aren't freaking out. Go, oh my God, I'm just out here and I'm bare and I don't have any leaves anymore. And, you know, the grass isn't worrying if it's going to get to grow again because it's so cold. But when we go through a cold spell in our life, money slows down, a relationship ends, someone's not talking to you, whatever, we stress and we, oh my God, and are they ever going to talk to me again? Oh my God, is this ever going to happen? Am I going to have more money? Am I going to? And then where are, you're not, that's not a spiritual state, that's an ego state. So that's the thing. Nature doesn't have ego. Nature just has purpose. That's why I love to come back to purpose. It's that state of just being, right? This, sometimes I think spiritual, well, I'm spiritual, so I know who I am. Being spiritual doesn't actually mean that. Because I'll see people, well, they're spiritual, but then somebody makes, you know, they get what do people say? You're successful when you have a hater. Seriously? What kind of belief is that? I don't even know if I have haters because I don't put my energy into that. I don't base my success. I need to piss somebody off and they need to hate me in order for me to be successful. I really don't get that. I'm just talking to the people who want to hear and want to be awakened and want to live inspired and want to do the work. And if that's not you, okay. If someone chooses to hate on some, I don't really think that's true. But then, so that happens, they get a hater, they get hate mail, or they get this, or they get that, and it gets to them. They can say it doesn't, but if they start talking about it, yes, it did. Do you need to hear, if I were to get an email from someone, they say, you're ridiculous, everything you say is a bunch of crap, blah, 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 do I need to come out? And now I get it when we're saying as, to all, you don't have to, like, to me, someone who's spiritual says you don't even need to put energy into that because that's their perception and their experience. Focus on what you are doing. See, someone who's spiritual will tell you to come back to focusing on what you're doing. Stay true to your message. Get really clear about who you are. Stand in your values. But someone who comes on and goes, ah, oh, and this is, you know, this is what I know, and I know I'm successful because this is what everybody says, and I got a hater, and this is what they said, but you know what? I don't even care because they don't know. And, well, that in itself is not a spiritual state. That's your ego is telling other people, so they go, no, you're great. Who cares about that damn hater? Knowing who you are means no matter what anyone says, no matter what anyone thinks, you love you. You're good with you. You know who you are. People can't push you out of your space. It doesn't mean things don't rub you the wrong way. It doesn't mean that, you know, you don't like, ooh, whoa, it didn't, that, yikes, wow. But really, you read it, you go, okay. But you know what? They're having their experience. That's their thing. And I'm going to keep on my path. That things like this don't throw me off what I'm doing here. I'm on purpose. I have a purpose to serve. This is what I'm doing, right? Or people who say, there's another thing that's not spiritual. I don't want to be greedy. I don't need a lot of money. I don't need a lot of things. I mean, I'm just, you know, I have a lot of nice things already. Well, so do I, but I like them. So I would like more, because the more I have, the more I can give. The more I have, the more I can help. The more, because truth is, being spiritual, if that's what you're calling it, but you don't have any money, but you want to do something positive in the world, and you want to, well, good luck with that. Because, you know, there are certain things in our material world that require certain things in our material world. So spiritual means I'm not limited. Spiritual means, of course, you're not wasteful or greedy. Spiritual means I live good so that I can set a good example, because I can't really change the world. You could be the biggest, there's no one, the wealthiest person in the world hasn't changed the entire world. The wealthiest person in the world can't wipe away some epidemic globally, because there's always other forces at work, so they can do good. Michael J. Fox is a great example. He used his platform and his own experience. I feel he took, he's like, listen, if I have this, and that means other people have it, I want to do good by it. I want to be a role model. I want to live the best life. I want to continue. He continued everything. He also enhanced research, did certain things, right? So you can do more when you have more with certain things. So if you find yourself saying, that's okay, I'm just fine where I am, or that's okay, I have enough, I don't need more, there's something else there. This is about wanting the very best for yourself. Settling to be spiritual is not spiritual. And this kind, you know, I talked about this before, but this whole, like, I need this, like, fast food spirituality. I just need it now. And it's, oh, and look, it's free. It's cheap. I can just read all this stuff, and I can say I took this course, and now I'm, I don't know, whatever we call it. Like, oh, I'm taking this thing, but it's free. You should try it. No, thanks. I like to work with people, and I'm, again, I know there are great people putting out great information, and they're not, like, millions of dollars to participate. I have purchased programs, but I knew who the person was, and I've been following them for some time. Like Dr. Joe Dispenza. I took a program of his through Hay House a couple years ago. Well, I already knew him. I was following him. I loved his information. I was like, yeah, great concept. Love this. Amazing. It wasn't thousands of dollars for me to participate in the program. You just want to be selective. That's all. And that, you know, I think too, this, like, when people want fast food, think about fast food. Why do you want fast food? I don't have time. I want it fast. I need to eat now. When it comes to spirituality, I think there's this thing, well, I just need it now. I just want it right now. I'm just going to be spiritual for right now. That's what I call spiritual fast food. Like, I just need it right now in this moment. I'm going to be spiritual. But overall, I'm going to go back to my ego ways, or I'm going to doubt myself, or I'm going to doubt other people, or I'm going to blame other people, or I'm going to do whatever. But just for right now, I kind of need this. So, oh, I'm going to pull in the spiritual thing. But this is, you know, if you want to, like, awaken and you want to live a spiritual life, you want to live inspired and in spirit, right? Then you really start to see all of life through your spiritual eyes. You start to approach all of life from that spiritual perspective, in versus I just want this problem to go away, so I'm gonna just do this little quickie freebie spiritual thing. But if you're using it, don't get me wrong, if you're using these things to awaken, you're implementing, you're applying, you're adding to, you're expanding spiritual practices, not just band-aids, cool. Absolutely. Now, there's a little thing too. I think this is gets a little confusing. Hey, everything's going to be okay. The universe has my back. I mean, I just know the universe is going to take care of me. Okay. Well, yes, we live in a universe where, I believe that everything shows up for us, for you, okay, to help you, to teach you, to stretch you, to help you grow, to help you become more of who you have potential to be. However, to just sit back and be like, hey, but the universe is just going to take care of me and I don't have to do anything and I'll just like put these little blinders on and I'm going to be okay. But I'm not going to change anything. I'm not going to go within. I'm not going to do the inner work because the universe has my back. So, you know, that's not going to work. That's going to create more patterns of what you don't want. We need to be an active participant. That's how the universe has our back. You're an active participant. You're engaging in the process. Hey, universe, tell you what, I'm ready. I'm showing up. This is what I'm willing to do. This is what I'm going to do. And I know that everything that comes my way has pure potential. It's full of purpose. I can use it to make more of myself like that. Okay? There's things too. Some people, they look the part, they talk the part, but then they gossip about somebody. Or they look the part, they talk the part, they whatever, but they don't really, they only do that online. I don't know. There's things like that too you can look at. There's this needing to be needed or love to be okay is not spiritual. That's ego, right? So when we confuse this desire for like, I need to belong, I need validation, I'm seeking spiritual growth because I need to be validated. You don't want to confuse it. That's what I mean, where things get muddled. Like, I don't need to be needed. Is it nice when someone says, I could use your help, and I have the opportunity, and then together, but it's not really me doing the work. I'm not doing the cleanup. I'm the guide. I open space for them to step into, create awareness, but I'm not doing it. And also this needing to be loved. Well, I'm lovable is a phrase, but you want to think, I'm lovable, but I still need to be loved by others, but I don't love myself. I love myself. I really do. I love and enjoy my company. I think I'm funny in my head. You know, I have a lot of things. Sometimes I see and listen to things. Eric will come in the room and be like, what are you laughing at? And I am laughing like to tears because I have this whole scenario. Like if I hear something, I was listening to something the other day. Something happened and I saw it and it made me laugh. But what made me laugh was I had this whole experience in my head as if my son saw it with me. It was so much fun. And when I see him, I'm going to tell him about it. And he and I were laughing so hard. He wasn't even there. But was he? No, I'm just kidding. Right? But needing to be loved. Even saying I'm lovable. You want to get to the place where, because what if someone then doesn't love you? What if they say, I don't love you anymore? They treat you like they don't love you, or they stop talking to you, or they move away, are you not lovable anymore? You want to love yourself. Set the example. Set the example for others. You know, there's this thing going around too that I think has gotten a little distorted. I don't know, this whole finding your tribe. Find your vibe tribe. You got to find your tribe. Oh my God, look, there's this whole tribe. They get me. So this is that weird part where it's a fine line because I am all about, yes, surround yourself with people who get you, positive people, but people who enhance who you are, not who you become because you're with them. See, fine line. You don't need to be like everyone else. That's not why you're here. So when people say like, oh, I found my tribe, I can fit in. I belong here. You're not really here to, we all want a sense of belonging. That's why I started a community. That's why I have the Energy Lounge. But my hard line is come in and be who you are, who you want to be. This is your practice space. Come into the community and tell us about you. What are your goals? What are your dreams? Step out and say, this is the real me. This is who I really am. Because sometimes, yes, in your life, you're surrounded by people who don't get it. They're not on this spiritual path. They're having their experience. They don't get it. Maybe they're not as sensitive as you. They're not into the intuitive things. They have no idea what an oracle card is. They don't, whatever. But please don't come into my community thinking that, oh, I found people like that I that we can all be this, because this is that thing that I'm seeing, that this whole, like, we're all in this together. And we are all in this. We're all in the same, we all live on the same planet. I consider it one big friggin' house. We all live in the same house. But you're, it's that, like, you're all one, except everyone needs to be equal. We're all one in this tribe. Everyone's equal. We just need equality. No, not everyone's equal. Not because they're better or worse than. That's what you think in terms of equal. But equal doesn't mean better or worse than. It means that we're all on this spiritual journey, whether some of us are aware of it or not. Some are more aware of it than others. Some are more advanced. They're further down the path. They've been awakened more than others. They're not better or worse than, but there's no equal. Nothing's the same. Nothing ever stays the same. It's one of the rules of energy. Energy is always in movement. Nothing ever stays the same. So you're not the same. You're not like anyone else. And you're not here to be like anyone else. You're here to be you. Unique. Unique. You. You don't want to fit in. If you're in a tribe right now that everybody's talking like that everyone else is, we're all in this together. We're the same. We're equal. Or I'm struggling. Do you feel what I struggle with? That's someone whose ego is saying, please tell me you do so I'm okay. You don't want to be in a tribe where a leader, I'm not saying, look, behind the scenes, yes, but if you're on a spiritual path and you're showing up as a leader, this is the way that I was taught and it made so much sense to me. And this was when I was growing a team, but it applies in spiritual, okay? You always take your lessons learned, your guidance, etc., to those that are on the path. And I don't mean better or worse, but they haven't quite awakened. They haven't learned as much. They're just starting. They're newbies, whatever. You take all of that. You share that. Here's what I've learned. Here's what I went through. Here's how I overcame. Here's what I came to learn. And you take your current challenges, the things that are busting you up inside, you take those to your mentors. Because they are where you want to go, and they have been there, and they have, see? So we're all in one place or another on this spiritual path, but if everyone was equal, we're fucked. Who's going to teach who what? I don't know, I already know that. Me too. Great. We're all in this together, right? Yep, where are we going? Nowhere. Well, right then. That sounds awesome. You want to be in groups, communities of people where individuality is encouraged. In fact, it's same in relationships. You want to be with people who enhance who you are here to be. Not keep you the same, not needing you to be the same as them. You can't be more successful than me because, you know, I'm the man, you're the woman, or whatever. Or I need to be the most successful because I'm the woman. I'm going to be more successful than, like, there's just weird things and dynamics that can happen. Also, like, not following that there's spiritual people who think they've learned everything already. I already know everything. I'm super spiritual. Oh, look at you. Ha ha ha. You don't know as much. You're not as spiritual as me. Oh, they're obviously not as spiritual as I am. You know, that whole, like, judgy judgerson of people who haven't awakened yet. Instead, being like, you know what? Their time's going to come, right? We all have a certain amount of wisdom. Every single person, you know, that's why in the groups and the communities that I run, and I encourage people, what have you learned? What are your lessons? Please share with others. If you see someone struggling or they're asking for, hey, how do you guys deal with this? It's not just because it's my community. I'm not the only. In fact, sometimes I purposely don't answer for a while. I let others step up. You've learned things in your life. If I asked you, what are the top three things you've learned so far in your life? What would you love to share with other people? You could tell me things. What, I know more because it's my podcast? No. Everyone's learned things. We need to share those things because we learn from each other. We learn from other people's stories, right? And this whole, like, we're the chosen people. This whole thing right now about gender, that women's equality. I'm a woman. But I'm me. I don't identify myself because I'm a woman. I'll hear some people say that too. And it's a woman-based company, so that's great. What do? They could all be assholes for all I know. I'm not saying they are, okay? But there's not a gender that's better than the other or whatever. And this whole generalization of like, we need to show men or... There is nothing like that. This is just about be you. Be the best you. Be a you that brings out the best in others. Be a you that sets the tone and the example of what spiritual is really all about. Not being equal, better than, worse than, not about that. Just about learning and sharing and growing. Like, there's also this like following certain people that you can't make a decision because you have to get what so-and-so says about something or because they're so spiritual. Have you heard of, again, I don't even know if I like if people say that. Have you heard of so-and-so? And you're like, no, what? And then, well, they said this. So it's like all truth. Some of it is, but again, you're the filter. You are just as spiritual as anyone else. The more aware you are, the more you identify what is right for you, what is not right for you. You know, a lot of times too, I'll see people go through this big, they'll have like an awakening and then all of a sudden they realize, oh my God, there's so much bad in the world and there's so much stuff in the world and all these people and this, you know, these higher powers, these people who have higher powers, they're in these powerful positions and look what they're doing. Again, generalizing. No, that particular person in a particular situation, they did that. Not an overall blanket they. You're not a victim. Like, I grew up in a house where that's all it was about. They. Well, management doesn't know. Well, you know, so-and-so got promoted, so obviously they're going to change. It was like this whole thing where everything was about victimization. And there's a ton of it on social media. It's about being self-responsible. Owning your own perspective, your own belief. Being empowered yourself. Empowering self. Show up that way. Instead of feeling like there's these forces in the world and these people and these positions and these titles and these things, and that makes you seem very small, and they are very big and powerful, and that is not truth. And of course then, you know, this can also activate like wanting to totally change the world. If I could just change the world and get rid of all of these things and make the world a better place. Even I've said that. I think together. But why do I say together? Because collectively, it's a collective effort. That means if I improve my world and my life and who I am, and you improve your world and your life and who you are, and we all together show up as the best self, as, you know, not judgment, but just here I am. I have strength. I have power. I have inner peace. I have clarity. I want to share this, and I can hold capacity. I'm not down getting sick all the time because I'm worried and stressed about what's going on in the world, and I'm not blah blah blah, right? So then yes, in effect, then our positive energy can extend to others. If we're just worried and bogged down by everyone and everything and we just want to change the world, that doesn't do anything. It makes you miserable, is what it does. And I get it, because you know, when you find this, you're like, this is amazing, this spiritual, I want everyone to come with me. I want everyone to experience this. I know, because I went through this. And this wanting to help others, these two go really close together. Wanting others to wake up, if we could just show them, if they could just see. But we have to let people wake up when they're ready. Right? And this wanting to help others sometimes is also kind of a little fine line. If I just focus on everybody else and trying to get them to wake up to see what I see, then I don't have to fix anything else for me. It can be a little bit distracting. Or we start just giving advice. And I've had people do that. I know they mean well because they care, but they say things like, I realize this about you and I just wanted to tell you, or you need to know this, or thinking that they have some answer and you didn't even ask for it, it makes you like, why are you telling me this right now? When you just offer your insight without being invited. If someone didn't invite you to help them, or whatever you want to call it, give them advice, guidance, to coach them, to heal them, whatever you want to call it, if they didn't invite you in, keep it to yourself. It's okay to say to someone, how are you doing? Are you doing okay? Like, I get people who pop in my head. I get clients who pop in my head. And I might reach out and just say, hey, you popped in my head. How's everything going? I don't reach out and say, you popped in my head, so I know you're having problems. Or, you popped in my head, so I'm just going to coach you now. Or something. You don't do that. People don't take kindly to it. But if you say, I was walking the other day and you popped in my head and I just walked with you for a bit and I just wanted you to know I was thinking about you, or that I'm here for you, or I just want to see how things were going, what's new. If people want to invite you in and something is going on, they will say, well, actually, that's so funny that you reached out because I've really been going through a tough time. Now, this happens when I'm working with clients. They'll say, well, actually, I've been thinking about calling you because I think I could use some more sessions, or there's some things coming up that I want to work through and I don't know where, right? But you don't just want to reach out and be like, hey, so you popped in my head, so I'm just going to fix you now. People think you are like, who do you think you are? I didn't invite you in. So we don't want to just also help others. There's things too that can get, like if someone pops in my head, I have to sit with it for a bit and I will reach out. Hey, I thought about you the other day. Hope everything's good. What's new? Sometimes people will pop in my head that I've worked with before or something came up before and I realize, oh my God, yeah. And it's almost like it's a way of my intuition saying, remember this, you could use that lesson now. Remind yourself of that. I've had that happen. There's also a difference in things that, like this meaningless, like sort of, I've had this awakening and now I don't know where I am and I don't know what I'm doing and what is all this for, versus just different than not finding meaning in anything. You know, that there's no hope for anything. If you are finding that I woke up in my life and I all of a sudden it doesn't make sense to me. I woke up in my life and wondering why I'm doing what I'm doing. What is the meaning of it? It's time for new meaning. Doesn't always mean it's time for new everything, but it can mean it's time for new meaning. So finding new meaning in your life is why I thought I was here before has now shifted and I'm not really sure why I'm here now. That doesn't always mean change every single thing in your life. You need a new job. You got to start your own business. You got to write a book. That really means that I'm feeling that my purpose has shifted and I'm not really clear on what it is at this point. You can still continue to do the things, but now you want to awaken further and say, so I'd like to learn more about what is it? What do I want all of this to mean? Because that's what meaning is. It's not assigned to you. It's defined by you. What do I want it to mean for me? And finally, let's get into, because there's just plenty of stuff out there. I mean, again, I think I read this old Zen saying, and it makes so much sense. Before enlightenment, chop wood, carry water. After enlightenment, chop wood, carry water. See, we have to recognize that the things in our life that we have to do, the daily things, they're all part of a bigger picture. They're part of our human experience. We can't avoid certain things. And just because we're awakening or we're having this spiritual experience, it doesn't mean that everything in your life now has to suck. Oh, God, I'm having this awakening. So obviously I have to hate my job. I have to change where I live. I have to change how I dress. I have to wear more crystals. I don't know, whatever. No, it's just, it's the same. We have to realize that we're souls having this human experience. So there's pieces and parts that go together. But it doesn't have to suck because you're having an awakening. And it doesn't have to be, you know, when we say like, oh, it's so hard. It's just simple. And it can actually be, some parts were hard. Some parts, yeah, but they were more confusing than they were hard because they were confusing. And I didn't really understand how much power I held in the process. It was mega confusing and hard. When you really embrace your power through the process, awakening can, it's like, oh my gosh, this actually makes so much more sense from the spiritual perspective of things. It's not just me suffering. It's not just me losing things. It's not loss and just heartbreak and hardship. Those things only exist in the material world. Those things only exist in the ego world. You can choose your process. You can choose your flow through this course. So in wrapping up here, I mean, what now, right? Because you don't want to rely on external things. You don't want attachment to things. So how do you get real with your soul? It is definitely about soul searching, studying yourself. I tell you, if there's anything you're going to study, study yourself. More than courses and blogs and whatever. Study yourself. Study your own energy. Study what you like, what you don't like. Get really clear about what you want, what you don't want. More than anyone or anything else. Study how you feel. Study what makes you feel that way. Study where it's stemming from. What do you feel? How do you feel it? Where do you feel it? Get really dialed in, connected, and one with your body, with your emotions. Be really honest with yourself. Even if it means that you have to make difficult changes. A lot of times we don't want to be honest with ourselves because that means that I have to tell someone something, because that means I have to start something new. I have to end something old. I have to, right? But you just be really honest with yourself, because even if it means making difficult changes or owning up to something so that you claim the power to change it. You definitely want to see things from other people's perspectives. Allow them to have a perspective. Even if they're a narcissist or whatever we've now labeled people, they're really just having their own experience. You're entitled to have your experience. They're entitled to have theirs. Just because they don't have the same view, the same opinion, it doesn't, one, mean that they're right, and it doesn't mean you have to defend yourself, and it doesn't mean that it's unfair. They get theirs, you get yours. Even if it's not a match. You definitely want to listen to your inner knowing. Whatever you are listening to, reading, internalizing, digesting, whatever you're taking in, you want to trust your inner knowing. If you feel it, you feel it for a reason. If you feel it, learn how to trust yourself more and more. Work with, only work with, other people who know that, like if you hire a coach or you hire a marketing expert or you hire a fill in the blank, it's your life. They should always say, what do you want? How do you feel about that? They should not be saying, oh, that, no, you can't do it like that. You shouldn't do it like that. You need to do it this way. Now, there are people who are experts in fields. That's why you hire them. So yes, of course, you're going to take into accord, hey, they're the expert. They know what they're doing. But if they're telling you to do something that absolutely goes against everything you stand for, doesn't feel right, rubs you wrong, you're not going to do it effectively anyway. Be the decision maker in your life. And yes, seek and be receptive to feedback, but be selective who you ask. So if you hire an expert, of course you're going to say, I would like your feedback. What's your expertise on this? Tell me more about this. Because a lot of people can tell you a lot of things. Doesn't mean it's right for you. You want to definitely ask better questions that get to the soul of the matter. Ask better questions. For yourself, not why is this happening? Why is this happening for me? What do I need to know from this? What can I learn from this? How will this open things up for me? Ask better questions. Definitely that means reflect. You need to assess. I'm always telling my clients, take inventory. What's going on right now? Look around your life. Look around your relationships. Look at the money. Where's the thing? Where is the bottleneck energy? What's showing up as stuck? And then you make your adjustments. You always, always, always make your adjustments. You don't just chalk it up on a little list that you give to the universe and cross your fingers and go out and suffer for the rest of the day. You're actively a participant in this process, right? And definitely, I'm going to tell you, work with a spiritual mentor that gets you, not just someone that's a guru. I heard this person's amazing. They're a guru. Anybody, no spiritual guru calls themselves that anyway, but work with a mentor, someone who they make you feel more possible. They don't make you feel worse about yourself or like you have more work to do on yourself. They make you feel more possible. They open up more space for you to step into. Yes, they challenge you. They don't just let you sit and say, oh, it's okay. The universe will get it for you. They want you to be an active participant. They're going to challenge you to be your best self. They're going to enhance who you are. If they hear you showing up smaller, they hear you downsizing something, they call you on it because they know that you're better than that. They know that you can become more than that. They know that you're not your story, you're not your circumstances, and they always, always, always put it back to you. What's coming up for you about that? What resonates? What are you feeling about that? What are you noticing? Everything I ever say to a client, those are questions and thought. That's how I put it back to them. This is not my life. It's not my decision to make. I've had clients say, what do you think I should do? I say, well, if it was me, I could tell you this, this, this. Here's what I'm feeling in your energy, and here's what's coming through from your guides. What's resonating for you? What are you noticing? And they may say, oh, my God, yes, I hadn't thought of it that way. Or, yeah, that is actually what I was thinking. Or, oh, I really like that perspective. But it's not for me to decide. So you want to work with a mentor who helps you unbecome who you've become and become who you're here to be. Woo! That was a lot. This was a long one, but damn, it was good. Fun. There's so much stuff out there to go through. I could go through even more. But ultimately, this is for you to decide. You're the filter. I hope you enjoyed this one. Continue to open and expand space for yourself to step into, to awaken, to become more of who you're here to be, and be the filter. Just be the BS filter. You're here to awaken. We all are. It's such a great experience. Yay! It doesn't have to be so complicated. Again, I hope you enjoyed this. We'll see you back for another show soon. Bye for now.